The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast? Need some help? Call my friends at Lear Capital to learn about owning gold and silver, the ultimate protection hedge against inflation and market volatility. And experts are predicting metals are set to soar. Learn more. Call 800-430-2919.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. It's Logan Secular.
Jordan Secular's here.
And we are excited because I think this is our first in-studio guest. We've done this about a month. We got a lot of listeners, John, but I feel like you happen to be here. This is a great time to have you in.
I am your guinea pig.
I mean, we've had, yeah, you're
on
our first in-studio.
Yes.
Wow, I love that. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And it shows everybody. That we are real.
That we are real?
It shows that,
that the desk is real.
I'm glad I could validate.
Because we're secular, we go across from each other.
People do think we're closer physically. They're like, how close are you to Jordan? I'm like, we're a good 10 feet away from each other.
I can't reach out.
No, that's probably for the best. Let's go with John Schneider's here. John Schneider, you know him, you love him. Actor, director, producer, musician, everything.
Actually, my wife is a producer. I have to jump right in there. I'm not a producer. That takes math skills, and I have none.
It is tough. You're here to talk about a new movie that I think a lot of people in our audience certainly are going to like. It's called To Die For, and it is coming out on October 20th. So let's just get that out of the way. It's happening. Go to Die For
Movie.
Movie.com. It'll take you directly there to watch this.
You have to put movie in or it'll take you to an old Nicole Kidman film.
Okay, To Die For Movie.
That I'm not in, and I don't care if you see that or not, but To Die For Movie.com is where you will find this intensely patriotic movie about our flag. It's not a documentary, by the way.
No, and it says right in the press release, it starts with, you know, John Schneider steers right of Hollywood, its upcoming movie. You're taking things head on. I think a lot of people want to see this. They want to see, let's put Hollywood in quotes, but they want to see film and television have a voice for people who are maybe on the other side of the political aisle. Because as we were talking about even before, there's a heck of a lot of people out there who would like some content that at least represents some of their values.
Well, the number one thing I've heard about this, and not that many of my friends have seen it, but I've showed little pieces of it, even the trailer. They've come to me and they've said, you know, even in this trailer, you say everything that we want to say, but we're afraid to. And my question to them is, why are you afraid to? You know, why is it that the overwhelming majority of people, we know this is true, the majority of people in this country are conservative. The majority of people in the world are most concerned with getting through the day and being able to pay their bills and take care of their family, right? So they're not concerned about getting a free this or a free that. I don't get it. So they are in tune with this, but for some reason, they feel that they have got to, is it kowtow? I think that's a Dukes of Hazzard kind of a slogan. Kowtow to the not so silent minority.
Yeah.
And I don't get that. You know, people think I'm from the South, and I am in my soul. I'm from the South in my soul. I'm a cowboy. But in my attitude, I am from New York. And I think that's why I just don't get it.
Somebody said to me, yes, sir.
Yeah, we went from a world, and this kind of gets to the heart of the movie. And I watched the trailer before we came on. That post 9/11 world, everyone's flying a flag. And it was okay. You know,
every garage door had a flag.
Yeah.
Yep.
But right now, you put an American flag in and that's now a political statement. And whether you like it or not. And so, again, it's people, and people are thinking twice, like you said.
Well, we have a line from a high school principal in the movie where I say, you know, what is it? I can't fly. I can't drive my truck, you know, within 300 yards of the school with the American flag on the back of my truck. And she says that's because currently it's seen as a divisive symbol. And I said, that's the stupidest thing I've heard since global warming.
And she says,
don't you mean climate change? And I say, ha.
And that's a real situation that's happening around the country.
Well, it's not
like you said, you're taking these moments that are happening. We're all seeing them, whether we're acknowledging them or not. And that's what you brought up. Well, why do people feel this way? Because maybe the media is certainly portraying as, you know, right and wrong, good and evil. And you have to be careful, whether it's in your friend group or you feel like it, or your kids' school groups, or you feel like this need of being like, I don't want to
you
say these things.
You feel like being
things.
An outsider, even though you're not. That's
right.
And that's the plan of the enemy, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
You know, I applaud their ability. I was talking to a great singer-songwriter here in town named Chuck Cannon yesterday about this. And they have the ability, the innate ability, I think, to come up with a slogan or with a statement that kind of then runs on its own. It doesn't, it's like that old, you know, when did you stop beating your wife question.
Right.
You can't, you know, okay, well, how do I answer that question? So they have a way of, and they have had it for years, decades. I read a book back in the 70s that my bride just got me another copy of. I lost it in a flood, called The Disaster Lobby. It talks about DDT, it talks about ecology, it talks about Silent Spring, it talks about all these things that were popular in the 60s about Lake Erie, the dead lake, and all that, and it was all patently untrue. It was proved to be untrue later, but when it was spoken, it was untrue. All of the fish in Lake Erie are dead. There's more mercury in fish. The big companies are dumping mercury into our
water
supply. The
narrative became real.
And then right away, though, they didn't have to keep saying it. So they come up with a way right away to put you on the defensive. And I think they're geniuses at it. And I'm hoping that this movie is going to do that very same thing. Because guess what? There was just as much mercury in a pound of tuna in 1873 as there was in 1967. Just as much. And they proved that later. But by the time you prove them wrong, and this is part of the
this is a big
liberal,
problem.
Yes, that's so. Oh, now it's global warming? No, I'm sorry. Now it's climate change.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that with social media. We've seen that with so many of the issues that have come up the last few years where for 6 months, if you said something, you'd be banned. Yeah, a lot of the things that people were saying became true. Even really political things that we saw that with Hunter Biden and all of those things.
We had a computer. You have the pictures. No one was saying,
but if you talked about it.
He wasn't saying they weren't real. But if you talked about it, you were Russia. You were a Russian agent. And
you were colluding.
It's like if you have an American flag, you're somehow on the other side with the American flag. You're trying to say, hey, I support my country. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud of my country. Besides the politics that go on, that was what kind of kept us always moving forward is that, yeah, our politicians can be ridiculous sometimes, and you don't always support them. But so we're still Americans, and we move forward past them. But now that divide where you think people don't want to unite under the flag.
Well, these people, but they do.
I think that's right. There's so many, like we said, there's so many of the texter friends there who totally support what we're doing here, but would be scared to death to say this all publicly. They say it behind the scenes.
Well, somebody comes into a room with people that I love, and they've got a firearm, and they're going to kill people that they don't know. All I want to be is a better shot.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what we're having more and more of. I saw another one today. There was a sheriff somewhere that urged citizens to, you know, someone tries to loot your home or your business, you shoot them.
Yep.
You shoot them till they look like, I would have said Swiss cheese. He said grated cheese. I just like Swiss cheese better.
Yeah,
and
better,
you know,
visual.
It's got those big holes in it.
Right. It's a better visual.
But yeah, so this movie is about all of those things. It's a guy, I play a guy named Quint North. I almost named him Quint Westwood because it was like so close to Clint Eastwood. And it's very similar in tone to Gran Torino.
Okay.
Yep. Except Gran Torino was more of a personal story, and there is a personal story in here, but the big story in To Die For is just looking around in wonder about how in the world has this happened? How could this be wrong? You remember Michael Douglas did a great movie years ago called Falling Down, where he said, "I'm the bad guy."
Yeah, exactly.
And In this, Quentin North is discovering that there is a whole force out there that is calling him and people who think like him the bad guy.
Yeah.
While at the same time, he is his own bad guy because he has a neighbor across the street, a Native American, whatever. So that's what he is. And he's got this war going on. The only thing they have in common is they both like John Wayne movies.
Okay.
So it also has...
It has that tie.
It has a little humor in there.
You're part of the writing team in this.
I get home at the end of the day, and I look across the way, and he's out there drinking a beer on his front stoop. Yeah. Anyhow, it's fun, but it gets right to the heart of the nonsense that we're being fed and the lunacy of the flag being a divisive symbol.
And let's talk about that. I think that the production side of this is really interesting to me, which is you're making these movies.
Yes.
You're out there doing them yourself. You come out here very vocal on your feelings, issues. It's not like you're not working. You haven't been canceled in the terms of you're able to. You had Christmas in Tune last year.
Some reason they can't. They can't. I'm mashed potatoes. You can't cancel mashed potatoes.
Which is really actually pretty interesting.
You can't cancel a grilled cheese sandwich.
To me, that is actually fascinating. Because, you know, they tried to do it to the Dukes of Hazzard. They've tried to do it to other things you've maybe been associated with. But somehow, you're still out there. You're working professionally all the time.
And when I want, which is kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's not like you're making these movies because you have to. You're making these movies because, one, I'm sure it's a joy to make them. And it's interesting work because you're out there producing these yourself or directing them.
Directing, thank
Sorry,
you.
Not,
Sorry,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly,
I'm not
producing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't make it come after me. But you're making all of this content yourself to have that voice while still working in somewhat of a system when needed, like you said, when there's a play to happen or one of those specials that are happening on all the different networks I'm seeing you on. It's great, honestly, that you're still out there and you're making an impact, not just this, but you're also making your own stuff for an audience that wants it. And probably that audience that is watching your other content, whether that is a movie on Lifetime or whether that's a movie on, they probably... It's the same audience. You know, they still want that. Even if the networks don't want to pretend, they want to pretend they don't. They know.
They do. They know. And we also distribute our own stuff, which I think is a very important and very different thing that Alicia and I do, because most everybody else I know, if they do, and by the way, we made this movie with like 10 people over a long period of time, the last 10 months or so.
Yeah, you had long hair.
I made it. Well, it's in the movie. Yeah. I had the long hair so that I could get it cut off in the movie. But it's much shorter in the movie than this even. But we did it when we could, you know, coming back from a concert or, you know, whenever I could, we filmed part of this movie. But my drop dead date for it coming out on Cineflix, which is our distribution, our streaming distribution arm, it was October 20th. So I knew that date was coming. So our deadlines are self-inflicted, which is important. But my point, I've rambled, is that a lot of people try to make things, or they do make things, that shout against the machine, secretly hoping that the machine will pick it up and save them from a lifetime of financial ruin.
Right.
You've got to be willing, which is what this movie is about as well. If you aren't willing to lose everything for what you believe in, if you aren't willing to put everything on the line, if you ain't all in, you're out. And that's how Quentin North feels. That's how I feel. That's how Alicia and I feel. We are currently, once again, all in.
You know what's burning you right now? Inflation. And that's what we're going to talk to you about, our friends at Lear Capital. That's right.
Well, when you're talking about nuclear war.
Yeah, when we're talking about the best places to go, I don't know where they keep all of this gold. But maybe we need to talk to them about that to make like a secret room for us.
Well, you can get it if you want.
But you can get it as well. If you want to learn more about this, because look, there is a lot going on. The cost of everything is going up. I did see Ducey. He asked the press secretary, Jean-Pierre, he said, so when you said the prices of gas are going down was because of President Biden, what about now that they're going back up? Is it also his fault? And she's like, there's a lot of factors that goes into it. And a lot of people are looking at ways to adjust their savings, their retirement, to diversify what they're going on. And a lot of people are starting to look at purchasing precious metals like gold and silver. And do you know you can add physical gold and silver to your IRA or your 401k? There's a lot of options to do that. And we want to encourage you right now, if you want to learn more, call Lear Capital today for your free precious metal investor guide. And you can also ask about the Lear Advantage IRA that lets you transfer or roll over, like I said, your old 401k or IRA into a gold and silver tax advantage IRA. Plus, Lear is offering free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. Call for details at 800-430-2919. Again, use that phone number because that specific number is connected to this show, to the Secular Brothers podcast. And Lear Capital, they're the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs with a near-perfect rating on Trustpilot. So call 800-430-2919. And this is not your first. You've done quite a few films through.
We have done quite a few films. And they started.
And all of those.
Yeah. That's so much fun. Those are so much. Those, you know, I was talking to Alicia the other night about this. That was kind of Poker Run, Stand On It. And the next one in that series is called Double or Nothing. Double or Nothing. Those are kind of our Every Which Way But Loose, Any Which Way You Can. He didn't do a third one of those, but and that in my mind was an accident. And Alicia says, "Oh, you're so cute, baby. That was no accident." Because you know she's the producer.
Take a lot of inspiration.
So, it's exciting for me because again, I mean, if you are all in, we were all in with Christmas cards. Christmas card paid for itself and a little more. We took the little more. And we put it in Stand On It, and we raised a little additional money, and we put some of whatever we had in there, too. So we were all
in
again.
So it's working. It's a successful model.
But we knew that it once we had the first one that actually paid for itself.
Yeah, which is incredibly hard, by the way, in Hollywood, period. Not independent movies.
Well, true.
Period. Just to make a movie that turns a profit is very rare.
It's difficult, but keep talking about my wife, the producer. This isn't like some actor that made his wife a producer. We met when she hired me to do a movie she was making.
Right.
And she used to run the old president of Paramount was Robert Evans. He did.
Oh, yeah.
He did Rosemary's Baby. He did The Godfather. The Chinatown.
Yeah.
He did Harold and Maude, on and on and on.
The kid stays in the picture.
The kid stays in the picture.
Yeah,
it was all about him. So when he was no longer the president of Paramount, he had his lifetime deal and his not lifetime that he had
lifetime.
for the rest of his life
he had a deal.
That's where they got that name.
Yeah.
At Paramount, and he had a production company there, and she ran it.
Oh wow!
So this woman is a powerhouse.
Yeah, I want to hear her stories. I want to hear the Robert Evans stories.
You want to get her on? Yeah. I promise you do. So the key to being able to make money back on your movie or your record is to not spend that much money on your movie or your record. You've got to spend wisely.
Yeah.
You've got to spend the money. The only way to spend money on a movie or any piece of content like it was your own is make sure that it's your own.
Yeah.
And you will.
Yeah.
So this movie was, she knows what it costs because she was taking care of everything in the background there. Yes, but we do have our studio in Louisiana. So the cameras are ours, the microphones are ours, the lights are ours. So we don't have to go out.
It's a different
system.
Rent
things. Yeah. We wind up buying something new. Like I just upgraded my, I'm the editor too. So we just upgraded my Mac tower with a couple of video cards in there that have really been a game changer for me over the last like 2 weeks.
Shows you can do all of this. A lot of people talk about making content. And look, I'm not saying go use your phone, but there are a lot of people. You have a little film studio in your pocket.
It's
if you want to tell stories.
It's 4K.
Yeah, if you want to tell a story, you can have a place to start, probably, like I said, in your pocket, ready to go. And then you have people like you who are obviously an incredible actor, can bring a lot of weight and bring fan base to this. I think that's also true for what's happening in Hollywood. Can you find actors or directors like yourself who come with hundreds of thousands, millions of fans, and go, yeah, I'm doing this? Because it's different than if someone just said, yeah, I'm going to make a movie with my friends. I hope it's great. You have John Schneider, who people grew up with, who know him from multi-generations now of different films. It's a bit different in that point of view. But there are people, and we're going to start seeing it more and more, who will take those risks.
Yeah, I think I think you will, because right now there's not a whole lot of risk involved out there. You know, if Brad Pitt and George Clooney want to get together and make a movie, and you know, put forth some more leftist BS propaganda, they can do that. But somebody else will pay for
it. Funding it. Yeah, they're not throwing in their money.
No. You know, they will. They are not in the risk business. We are in the risk business. And when it works, and it has been working, the last three films we've made, it has been working. We have gotten on base in the last three films we've made. We have not hit a home run or a grand slam yet. I think that this one is going to be the grand slam, because we have, and this is, I've just realized this, we have Christmas Cars, Stand on It, and Poker Run. We have three, pardon the expression, men on base.
And they're very...
That was supposed to be a joke. I hear you laughing.
No, I'm sorry. So, think about my next question. Now, I'm not just grilling you from like, well, how can we do a movie? No, I'm kidding.
So, right. So this one, because of the nature of the film, the trailer, I think, is really good. And I did that, but I went in and I cut some things together that I thought would offend all the right people.
Yeah.
And I put them in there.
Get you some attention.
Exactly.
Because the other movies you mentioned, Christmas Cars, the Christmas Cars has a pretty strong message, but Poker Run and some of these, those are very fun.
Southern horsepower comedy.
Yes. This is
they
now.
They are Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. And now this film is targeting an audience that is pretty, it's not narrow, we said, it's a very large audience.
Yes.
But it's a specific, it's a specific group. It is an audience that would be interested in this more conservative angle of a movie, because you can watch Poker Run or watch Stand on It, and those probably like, okay, it doesn't really matter where you are politically.
Those are great beer and popcorn movies.
Exactly.
They're great.
They're like Smokey and the Bandit. They're great fun.
But this movie is the one you're going to want to watch just because you want to hear the things you've been thinking said out loud, or you want to watch with someone next to you that you have been afraid to say these things to, or at least hesitant to say these things to.
Yeah.
This is an attention getter. This film will welcome discussion. It'll open up discussions with people you would never talk about these things with before. You know, oh, come on. Somebody really is willing to potentially die in their front yard for a piece of tattered fabric? You bet your butt they are.
Yeah.
There are millions of them, and there are those who do that every day on foreign soil. The difference is, you know, I never really knew what enemies foreign or domestic meant. How brilliant were our forefathers, our founding fathers,
to realize
to be speaking about, to put and domestic on that document. Because right now we are being attacked by a I believe, a very small, albeit loud group. But they are attacking us every day. I'm watching people fight back. I'm watching our Second Amendment be, they tried to get rid of it. What are we now? 21 states now have open carry?
Oh, I'm not sure the number total.
I think it's 21.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's great. Because I tell you what, if a bad guy comes, I live in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that, I mean, New Orleans is just falling apart. That's poor mayorship. But you come into a room in Louisiana, chances are there are more people armed than not.
Yeah.
I don't care what the room is. So unless you're coming there to do damage to someone specifically, you're not going to walk in there and say, put them up.
Right.
Because
there's a whole
they
room
won't
of
even
people.
Spill their Michelob Ultra before you too look like grated cheese.
Yeah. There's a lot of policies going down at the border right now. I don't know if you heard this. There's a crisis happening. And this is an ad read, but I want to tell you that this is an issue that we've been talking about at great length. And we discuss it here about what's happening at the border because of the way that drug trafficking, illegal drug trafficking, really has affected all of our lives. And it has turned our southern border into a war zone. And I want you to check out a new 6-part limited documentary series from Turning Point USA and from Salem. It's called Border Battle. It's available right now. It exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of the drug cartels and the illegal drug trade. And again, it's a lot about fentanyl. And obviously, that is something that has impacted pretty much everyone. And how the drug fentanyl and the cartel Jalisco New Generation have created really the worst, one of the worst overdose death crises in America.
And it's available right now. I want you to take a look at it. It's available. So what you need to do is go to salemnow.com. It's kind of like their streaming service, salemnow.com. And you can click Border Battles or Border Battle and watch it right now. You'll hear directly from Border Patrol agents and drug patrol agents about the just the horrific conditions that are happening at the border, and hopefully some solutions that will come out of this. Well, John, I am excited for the movie again. It's coming out October 20th.
October 20th, but people can pre-order it.
You can pre-order it.
But let me explain that.
Yeah, let's maybe just walk them through the process, because you're self-distributing this.
Yes.
It is available. When people are purchasing it, they are buying it from your studio.
My phone dings when someone purchases it.
And I want people to know that, because I think that that is important. You're right. It's not someone who makes a movie, goes, sells it to whatever company. They don't know about it anymore. They don't care. They got their money back. This right. is directly impacting your future productions, but also it's making a statement. And people are going to see the website. They're going to see they have to purchase it. They have to go through that process. So maybe.
Right. And watch the trailer. You're going to, yeah. If you don't like the trailer, you're not going to like the movie. Okay. So buy
Fair
the movie
enough.
And then just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Then I would appreciate that, too.
Then the ding happens and it's fine.
There you go. Then, yeah. then it's fine.
Yeah.
But so what we have right now is todieformovie.com. Mm. So we have made it. We put it at half off, because with Christmas Cars, Stand On It, and Poker Run, our distribution site is actually, it's through Vimeo.
Excuse a lot me. Of people are familiar with.
Yeah. So it's through Vimeo. Cineflix DOD is through Vimeo. So we have a presence on there that looks like we have this big business somewhere. It is a big business, but we don't have servers and all that. We want to.
Yeah.
We want, and we can do that, but we have to hit a trans.
That's a pretty
hit a Trans Am.
Yeah.
Hit a Grand Slam.
Yeah,
before we do that.
Yeah, that's a pretty big.
Yeah, that's a big thing, and you've got to be able to run it. The reason why I know it's a big thing is on those last three films on opening day, we have crashed the server. So we could only have, I don't know, maybe 1,500 people. You know, that's great. 1,500 people want to stream your movie on opening day.
Yeah.
That's great. Or, pardon me, 1,500 people can.
Yeah.
But what if 100,000 wanted to?
Right.
So what we've done, we talked with the people at Vimeo, and they said, look, you should consider doing a pre-sale. So when you pre-sell it, if you go to todieformovie.com right now, you'll get it half off, but you will, on opening day, on the 20th, it's not going to crash for you.
Yeah.
And it's going to help not crash the server for them.
They know what's coming.
Yeah, to know what's coming. So you get half off. You're first in line. So go to todieformovie.com. When you do, the trailer will be up there, and it'll say pre-order now. So watch the trailer. If it floats your boat, then pre-order. At midnight or at 12:01 on the night, I guess it's the first minute of the 20th,
crossover. Yeah.
I'm going to be awake, and I'm going to change it to 1999. So if you want it half
for
off,
pre-order.
And that's not the whole reason to get something, but, you know, I wanted to give some incentive for people to pre-order. So do that, and then the movie will be out, available for streaming until what we call Orange Friday, which is when Poker Run and Stand On It and Christmas Cars came out. That is, for all you Dukes of Hazzard fans, the Friday after Thanksgiving. I refuse to call it anything but Orange Friday.
Yeah.
So
for the general league, for people,
exactly,
yeah, for
the general league,
to put it together, yeah,
for the general league, because I believe, you know, get on a rampage here.
No, I'm just clarifying so people understand why it's Orange Friday for you.
Yep, Orange Friday for me is because of the general league, in honor of the general league, and to love the car, loved everything about the Dukes of Hazzard, love Stand On It and Poker Run. You can rent those right now.
Yeah,
but you'd have to go to Cineflix DOD, which is hard to remember. Cineflix DOD.
We'll put some links. People can go.
Put some links up like that.
And they should check out the other movies, because, again, those are really fun. But this one is – those are fun. This may be important. You know, and I'll say it that way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think it's
– and that's a good way maybe putting it, is this is a message and a mission.
It's a message done in a very in-your-face way. But it's not a soapbox sort of a thing.
Yeah.
It is about our flag. It's about patriotism. It's about supremacy, regardless of its color, is wrong.
Yeah.
It's about that.
Yeah.
It's about misconceptions between people. I don't believe in playing someone who's Quint North is not always right. You know, he's in his own way, aren't we all?
Yeah.
So I'm very, very proud of this movie. Brian saw the whole thing.
Brian, our shared friend and publicist.
Yeah. So and when you see it, please share it with somebody. Share the link to dieformovie.com, and then come Orange Friday, we'll have some idea of knowing how many DVDs we need to make. Because that's another thing. When you are self-distributing, it's kind of like having a birthday. You don't know what size cake to get. You don't know if
four people or
10,000 people are going to show up. So we don't want to make the mistake of manufacturing too many DVDs. But worse than that is making the mistake of manufacturing too few DVDs. So help a patriot out. Go to dieformovie.com. Pre-order now. If you wait, order it anyway, and get a hold of a DVD. And the other reason we did this is because right after the movie comes out, 2 weeks later is voting day.
Yeah, I was about to say, when you said we picked October 20th for a reason, I feel like
that's
the reason. Yeah,
and I ask people in it, you know, you vote.
Yep.
And the first guy I ask says, you know, why bother? And I say, that's just what they want you to think.
Exactly.
And then another guy who's in the process of almost arresting me, I said, do you vote? He said, I always vote. I said, good on you. And then, of course, my enemy neighbor across the street, I said, hey, do you vote? And he says, no. And I say, good.
Good. Well, I can't think of a better place to look. We'll show a clip from the trailer to wrap up.
Please,
John,
do.
Thanks for coming. I'm sure we'll have you back in some point. You're always in and out of Nashville.
Yes,
indeed. You're like our part-time resident.
I'm the third. I'm not the third. How many brothers are there?
It's just us.
That's okay.
Your third
well,
brother.
There's now three.
I'm down with that. That's
there's
cool.
There's now three. I'm an honorary seculo.
Oh, that's an incredible honor. We're putting that on the quote.
Next time we'll talk about me meeting your dad on the phone.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because you called in.
Yeah. There were no cell phones back then.
I remember that day.
Yeah. All right, well, let's...
my assistant, Michelle, still, I got to give her a shout. She's still...
She's the one who picked up the phone.
I think she almost, to this moment, to this day, I have to tell her today that you were here.
Right.
She almost passed out. You
know how many people are out on fall break in our studio right now and are like, we missed the day that John came in, of course. Yeah, sorry, folks. So, next time. We'll bring you back.
Next time.
All right,
but
thank you, John.
I will quiz you on To Die For.
All right, To Die For movie. Take a look. Here's a quick glimpse of the trailer, and we'll... talk to you next week.
Thank you all. Vote.
What is your problem with the flag?
It's not my flag.
That's your flag.
Too many lies have been told to my people under the shadow of that flag.
They want you to take it down.
From where?
Your truck.
My truck, my flag.
Some people find it offensive.
What if I find them offensive? Are you going to take that down?
Why not take the new trail?
Because I like the old trail.
It's my road too, Arnie.
I know, but there are other roads.
Do you know what? I got a shotgun.
It seemed to me some things are worth losing your job over, Maggie.
Yeah, 4th of July is over. Take your flag down, old man.
It's always 4th of July at my house.
All the grass shall grow, and the water run.
I told you what would happen the next time you touch my flag, Tonto.
What do you do with that gun?
Don't get out of my yard, you'll find out.
And I can identify with Mr. Quint's position on this matter.
Why the hell is everybody so damn worried about losing their jobs and so little worried about losing their freedom?
Next time I'll cut a donut in your damn living room. Touch my flag again. In fact, that school is where I learned to say the Pledge of Allegiance in the first place.
Indivisible.
But you live under it now.
I live next to it. There's a difference.
Do you drink up enough nerve to tell me to go to hell yet?
Do us both a favor and take the new road in and out of town from now on.
It hurts me as much as it does you.
Somehow I doubt that.
I'm going to file the restraining order for the school.
Against me.
Crazy old man.
It is with great displeasure and... embarrassment that I find in favor of the plaintiff in this case, Miss Quinn.
You're going to jail, Quinn.
No kidding.
Somebody ought to put you down, put you out of my misery.
I'll call the cops. Get them in jail.
Actually, I'm not planning on being around that.
I have a right to take a knee. Tell freedom of speech.
You don't have a right to know squat. You gave that up the second your knee hit the grass.
Why don't you just leave the country? You hate it so damn much.
Would it surprise you to know that I fought for your flag?
Yes, it would. Very much.
Remind me why we did this again?
Not even Afghanistan makes it any less your flag.
Doesn't it?
I was willing to sacrifice my life for your right to take a knee. What are you willing to sacrifice for my right not to?
Four-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.